John J. Brost is the science and operations officer for the National Weather Service in Tucson. He says there are many factors that make our annual monsoon such an interesting time for meteorologists.
We get more lightning strikes per square mile than anywhere else in the country during this three-month period. And we have a ton of severe thunderstorm warnings. Obviously, a lot of our flash flood warnings come out during this period. So it's a very active, very exciting time to be working weather in Arizona. The city of Tucson, for instance, receives about 60, maybe 65% of our annual rainfall during the monsoon. If you go as far north as Phoenix, it's closer to 40 to 50%. So it's not as strong of an impact. But then if you go down towards, say, Nogales or even south of the border, they receive 80, 90, 95% of their annual rainfall during this 3 or 4 month period. So they're incredibly dependent.
This year's rain arrived pretty much on schedule, just after June 15th. The strong start was exactly what JJ and his colleagues at the National Weather Service were expecting.
Early on in the season, around mid-June, right as the monsoon was about to get started, we were anticipating an early start and maybe even a wetter July than normal. And that's exactly what panned out. Based on the Tucson Airport, which is the official observing station for the city of Tucson, we're sitting at about 200% of normal rainfall for this time in the monsoon. And even if you look around the entire state, there's a lot of areas that are above normal or even near normal. A few places have had a little bit drier years. Places like Douglas, for instance, are only about 30% of normal. But for the most part, the state of Arizona has really benefited from a lot of widespread rain this monsoon.
I ask him to explain what key factors were needed to come together to make this year's monsoon such a successful one.
Well, first of all, moisture. We've had a ton of moisture in our atmosphere, sustained all the way through the end of June, through the entire month of July, and that should continue as it normally does. But really the big factor has been something called an inverted trough, which is a technical term for a low pressure system. So just think of a nice low pressure system, except for this one moves the opposite direction that most systems do. Most systems move from west to east. These are actually coming from the Gulf of Mexico or even the state of Texas, and they move west towards Arizona. And as they do, they provide more support for thunderstorms. So it's like a little bit of extra energy, a little bit of extra support. And when you have that combined with our abundant moisture, we get widespread heavy rains. And those have happened 3 or 4 times already this season. And based on the latest outlook, there's 2 or 3 more lined up to move into Arizona over the next week or week and a half. And that really didn't happen last year. Last year, we only had maybe 1 or 2 of these low pressure systems and obviously had a drier year.
But even with all these factors coming together this year, the major question most of us have about the 2012 monsoon is, will it last?
I think the answer is yes. The Climate Prediction Center, who's responsible for issuing the longer-term outlooks for the entire country, are actually suggesting that we have a 40% chance of being wetter than normal for the rest of August and even for the next 3 months. Usually they don't put that high a confidence on our area because the monsoon is so random. As an example, on Saturday, we had over 1 inch of rain at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base. Just 5 miles away at the official observing station at the airport, we had 0.05 inches. So it can be very difficult to predict a month or a season worth of rain, but it's sure looking like for the next month or two, we're going to be above normal, which is great.
You can get more information from my interview with meteorologist J.J. Brost tonight at 6:30 as part of this evening's Arizona Illustrated. For Arizona Public Media, I'm Mark McLemore.